say we have your word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for another privilege to witness the beginning of another week. We thank you very much, Lord, for the week that ended yesterday. Your protection, your provision, your goodness generally. In our going at our coming, both students, workers, businessmen, and women, travelers, we cannot thank you enough for being so good unto us. Thank you, Father. We have assembled ourselves again, Lord, this morning in this little place that you are giving unto us to assemble ourselves in. And you have promised that we are two or three. I gather together in your name. It might be under a tree. It might be by the seashore. It might be anywhere. Provided it is your name, they are gathered, that they are your children. You have promised to be in the midst of them. And where you are in the midst of your people, your prophet said, you do not come as an onlooker, nor as a recording agent. You come to further your works in their lives. You come to baptize some of them that are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. You come to refill those already filled. You come to heal the sick and the afflicted among them. You come, O God, to meet their needs generally. We are trusted. That is why we have gathered this morning, and you will do that exactly unto each and every one of us according to our needs. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failures. Be with your servant at Bakatari, as you have always used him to be a blessing to your children. May this today not be any difference, Lord. Thank you, Father. All our mistakes, our failures, our whatever, our laziness, our prayerlessness, may they all come under the blood. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we hand over the Sunday school into your all-sufficient hands. Amen and amen. Good morning, church. You are welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Shall we turn our scriptures to Romans chapter 8? We are taking the first three verses of Romans chapter 8. We're going to dwell on the chapter very much this morning. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God said in his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen and amen. You can please be seated. I just want us to base our thoughts this morning on what I will call no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. That is the title, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So if you don't want any condemnation in your life, all you've got to do, come into Christ Jesus. And there be no condemnation. Praise God. Amen. And it is only those truly that are in Christ Jesus that the Bible refers to as Christians. Brother Abraham was explaining to us the meaning of Christian. He said it means to be Christ-like, to be like Christ. And you cannot be like Christ until Christ has come inside of you. You see, like the people who used to imitate people in the world, for instance, you find some people will look at an actress you know, or an actor. The woman or the man will dress in a certain way, and that is the certain way those who want to be like them will also dress. They will also talk like them, you know, like that. Even in spiritual things, it is the same thing. The prophet said, you come to a church, he said, look at the pastor. He said, whatever the pastor, he says, most cases, he said, the congregation flow that same way. And then he asked a question. He said, how did we take one another spirit instead of the Holy Spirit? Let me say this, that every other spirit is dirty. There is only one spirit that is clean. And that is the spirit we all are told to have. And that is the spirit of Christ. Well, the Bible tells us that when Jesus came here, there was no beauty in him that we should desire him. So, and yet, there has never been a character like him. What made the difference is that the beauty he has was in his character, not worldly one. Hello? It was in his character, because there couldn't have been any character like him, because he was God-man. No man can have character better than that of God. It's not there. Every man born of woman is a sinner. Hello? It's a sinner. And it's described in so many ways in the scriptures. That is why when Jesus, in John chapter 3, he was talking with Nicodemus. Remember, Nicodemus was a minister in Israel. And Jesus told him, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The prophet said, what it means to see the kingdom of God is to have understanding of the kingdom of God. As common as the Bible is, as cheap as it is in the Bible, I mean in the market, that is the entire program of the Almighty God for the whole world. Whether you be king, you be potentate, whether you be beggar on the street, it doesn't matter. That program affects you, whether you like it or not. The people that sell the Bible, I don't know, except they are filled with the Holy Ghost, they don't know what they are selling. Very cheap, very common, and yet it is all important book for mankind. It's the only one that can tell you where you come from, where you are going, and what you must do in order to be the kingdom of God. Amen. Remember, it was not the perfect will of God that man and woman should bring forth children by sex. Hello? That is why the scripture says, in sin did my mother conceive me. Why was it a sin? It's not because Papa didn't pay dowry. It's not because they didn't go about it the way they did come to the altar to be blessed. Despite all that, it is a permissive will of God for man and woman to bring forth children here on earth. Otherwise, there would have been no need to introduce the second birth. If that was the original way God wanted it, there would have been no need for the second birth. The prophet said the original way that God wanted children to be born here was the way Jesus was born. He said Adam would have come to a place he would speak if we conceive. Hello? I don't think that will be difficult for any of us to believe, because that's how Christ came. That's why the prophet told us, when you are regenerated, when you are born again, You are now in the lineage, in the way Christ came here. That is why there can never be condemnation for you if you are in Christ Jesus. May God help us. In the preparation that we are making for the rapture, brothers and sisters, don't try to mimic Christianity. Don't try to live like people you think are Christian and living. That is imitation. And the prophet said, imitation causes confusion. Are you following me? To be a Christian is very, very simple and simplified in the scriptures. And that's the by the way of the new birth. Period. There's no alternative. I'm not educated. I think language, the importance of it is to communicate ideas. I know a little about English. I can communicate, even if it is Pidgin English, provided you know what I'm talking about. May God help us. I say, may God help us. For you to be ready for the rapture, you just need to do one thing. And that is to be born again. Period. Nothing else. Don't go and learn how to do anything. Just make sure that you repent of your sins and you are baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will continue to seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If it didn't come upon you immediately, you were baptized. Abraham said, if you thoroughly repented and you are baptized by immersion, he said, when you are coming out of that water, God is obligated to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because that is the promise he made. Amen. But sometimes we confess our sins, as we claim we have. No, the prophet says we went to water, dry sinner. We came out, wet sinner. Why? Because it didn't come upon us. People don't even know that you have to seek for that Holy Ghost. They just remain in the local church and become big brothers and big sisters in the place. They can play drums, they can play guitar, they can play piano, they can almost do anything in the church. And yet, they are not yet Christians. But Abraham said, as Abraham Tabernacle says, he said, we should always have a Holy Ghost-free pianist in the church. Not only Holy Ghost-free pianist, Holy Ghost-free drummers. Anything that is done in the house of God, it must be by the help of the Holy Ghost. And you cannot have that help of the Holy Ghost until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. That is why you find so many things happening where the prophets have relaxed our minds by preaching unto us the three kinds of believers. Do you know both unbeliever and make believer, they are on the same side? God is only interested in dealing with believers. The make believer is not a believer. The unbeliever is not a believer. It takes the believer and the believer alone to be a believer. And they are believers because God made them believers. If you look at most of the, what do you call it? Most of the parables Jesus gave. Let's cite one. The sower who went to sow. The same quality of the seed that fell by the wayside is the same quality of the seed that fell on the stony ground. Is the same quality of the seed that fell among the thorns. Is the same quality of the seed that fell of the seed that fell on the prepared ground. The ground was prepared by who? The prepared ground is referred to as God's children. That's what the preaching of the gospel is. What Abraham said, he said, if you are a child of God, he said, the message of the hour will have effect in your life. But if not, it's like pouring water at the back of a dog. The back of a dog is meant to sear water, not to retain it. It's like you are fetching water in a basket. You are wasting your energy because it wouldn't do no good. Hello? Are you following me? May God help us. Do you know the Bible says, they that are spiritual, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. And himself, he judge of no man. I think 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 2. Go to the last verse for me. 1 Corinthians 2, the last verse. Let's see if I get it right. No condemnation, and there cannot be, because you are in him who is perfect. For who hath known? Go to the other verse for me. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Can we say amen? You see, when we preach like this, if you are not careful, you might be thinking that man is boastful. We are not boastful. What we are saying is to make you to know what God has done for you and me, so that we don't have to suffer in the midst of plenty. When Abraham gave an illustration, he said, can you imagine a little bitty fish in the midst of Pacific Ocean admonishing himself, let me drink water small, lest I go short of it. No matter how much he drink, he can never come short of water. May God help us. The reason why you find things in the church the way they are, you find some people doing right, you find some people not doing right. The simple reason is this. It's because the seed that was sown fell in good ground, which is the heart prepared by God of his own children. Hello? My sheep hear my voice. When they hear it, they follow me. He says the voice of others, they will not listen. Are you following me? That is why you find some misbehavior in the assemblies sometimes. That is why Brother Abraham said, if you want to know what is in a man, he says, step on him. When you step on the Holy Ghost will remain the Holy Ghost. When you step on God, God doesn't become Satan because you step on him. Amen? That is why sometimes when things happen, you find people raising their voices, their eyes become red. I don't understand that. All that they did to Jesus, who is our perfect example, he did not raise any eyebrow against anybody. He made it clear. He said, the purpose why I come is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. And he said, Jesus told us plainly, he said, I am not of the world. He says, these ones are not also of the world. I have chosen them out of the world. Those are the people only that can truly represent God on earth. That is what Jesus was referring to when he said, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. He said, men do not light up candle and hide it under the bushel. He said it is put on top of the candlestick to show light to the people passing by. In your neighborhood, you must be known as a Christian. Whosoever you interact with, they must know that this one is different. Anybody that is fortunate to employ you in his company or in his business, is having good luck. You will not steal his money. You will not collaborate with others. Out of 5 working days in a week, Monday you go to a clinic, Tuesday you go to take injections, Wednesday you go to bank. I mean, how many days remaining? In most cases, it repeats like that.
So people will say, Shebisha is your body. Christians don't do that. But Abraham said, if you're a Christian and you are working for the government, you are working for Christ. God says the people do like this, I want to follow them. We are not like them. Do you know an ambassador of Nigeria in Ghana is representing Nigeria? And the Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representing Christ and heaven. Whatever we do, the life we live here, we are telling whosoever we interact with, that is how Christ should have done it. May God help us. I don't know where hatred comes from. So people have hatred against your brother. Who are you in the four sisters? All of us, like I used to tell husbands, be careful how you treat a daughter of God. Daughter of God, be careful how you treat a son of God. Because Jesus did not separate these things. He said, whatsoever you do to the least of this one that believe in me, you do it to me. I used to give example. Don't tell me you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost you are filled with. Mida was filled with the Holy Ghost. Around the time of her menopause, she misbehaved to the prophet. Slammed up against him. The prophet was not offended, but God didn't like it. God called the prophet, go and read this scripture to her. The prophet said, could it be breeze that is blowing? By the time he came the second time, he knew it was not breeze. The prophet said, when you say, Johnny, sit down. And Johnny will not sit down. He said, you raise your voice. Johnny, I say, sit down. He will know that Papa made business. When they were reading the scripture, both of them were crying. That is how the tumor came on me. That. If not because the mercy of God. Who knows what that would have been. The way you treat one another, remember, you are treating Christ. That is why the other day I was telling you, this question of it, we be Yoruba, this one now you go, this one now Usa, this one Chekiri, this one what do you call it now? Whatever. You are carnal. Very, very carnal. If you have 10 ministers in the assembly, according to the grace, the measure of the grace upon every one of them, we minister to you. When you begin to say, well, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, the people that did it before you, the Bible said they were carnal. Is that not what the scripture says? The Bible said they were carnal. If you are doing it today, you are also carnal. I cannot be Brassard. Brassard cannot be me. Neither can he be Brian Odele. Brian Odele cannot be Brian Joseph. Or Brian Joseph, what do you call him? Brother Femi. No. We are all separate individuals according to the measure of the gift of Christ in our lives. We are ministry to you. A spiritual man judges all things. Himself is judge of no man. Hello, bring me back to that scripture. I've not finished with it. But he that is spiritual judges all things, not some things, judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Why? For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. Hello? We have the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, where is the hatred? Where is it? The Bible tells us that God is love. The prophet said, what God brought here is love. He said, what Satan brought is hatred. Where the scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee away from you. Before you can resist him, you should have the ability to design that this is the devil. If you don't design this as devil, you might entertain him. Give him pushy chair to sit there. You buy coke for him to drink. And yet he's the devil. He has a mission. For he has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen? It is until you know him that this is the devil before you can resist him. And who are they that knows who the devil is. Only sons and daughters of God. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. They live above sin. That is one thing, another area that is very hard to preach on. The prophet said you cannot be a sinner and a saint at the same time. He said you can't be. He said no black white bed. He said it's either you are a saint or you are a sinner. It's part of the message. It's a quote. And we believe it. And we will preach it. So say where there is a limit to human endurance. We are not talking about human endurance. We are talking about the endurance of the Holy Ghost. It has no limit. Jesus is our perfect example. The Bible says when he was here, he was tempted in all ways. Yet, without sin. Believe about this. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He changes not. No situation can change him. He's master of all situations. That is our master. That is the one that is living in us. That is why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Are you putting those things together? Are you getting ready for the rapture? Just be filled with the Holy Ghost. You a normal Christian life. Is Christ living his own life through you? You don't struggle to do it. Do you struggle to be a man? You were born a man. May God help us. I say may God help us. You find so many people, even in this glorious message of the hour, claiming to believe the message. And the things that they believe and teach and practice are million miles from the message. Why? It is one thing to know the mind of God. It is a different thing altogether to have the mind of God. There are two different things. Any casual reader of the Bible, we know that Jesus said, if a man give you a slap, he might be a dirty man. He might give you on your face and you see stars. For some time you don't see, know where you are. It makes no difference. Whether hot one or soft one, Jesus said, turn the other side. That's the mind of God. Everybody knows that if you read it. It's not everybody that can practice it. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, and a man give you a dirty slap, if you have knife, before you remember what Jesus said, you will have stabbed the man. Say, what are you saying? Listen very closely. The Bible says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He's the Lord. Amen? That heart of man that is being described belongs to every man born of woman. That is why when the prophet was telling us the process that God is taking, bringing us to the new birth, he said, God said, he will take away our stony heart. Our heart is stony. He said, he will take away our stony heart. He will give us the heart of flesh. Hello? He will take away that spirit. He will give us a new spirit. And then he will put his spirit in us. All those processes, they can be done one after the other to some people, and it can be done at once, all of them, to some people. That is why the scripture tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He has been recreated by God. From where the mother gave birth to him, he had been recreated. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hello? You believe that? But that is the truth. That is the man, that is the woman that we go in the rapture. We talk about Miley's. Somebody having Miley's. or you are full with pride. No. In Galatians 5, we used to, oh man. In Galatians 5, I used to read those things. Remember, it's God that has written those things, and his word cannot fail. His word can't fail. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Are we listening? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they will do some chance inherit the kingdom of God. Hello? That is for every man born of woman. That is their life. And that's why the scripture says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They just can't do it. No matter how much they try. They might go to a seminary, learn how to preach, have a PhD, doctor of theology, professor of theology. That's not what we are talking about. You are just a professor of theology with a damning nature. And you are a sinner in the sight of God. But when a man is in Christ, by the Bible goes, this is his life here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ, the Christians now, the regenerated now, are crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hello. May God help us. You know yourself. I know myself. You cannot examine me. I cannot examine you. But the Bible says, let every one of us examine himself. Do you know it is whatever you are, that is how you will raise your family. That is why the prophet told us when you want to marry, he said, pray and pray and pray very well. He said, because it is not an experimental something. Hello? Let us experiment for 1 year. If the going is good, we will go ahead. If it's bad, you will take right and take left. Till death do you part. That is what the ritual says. Till death do we part. Hello? Let me say this. It is a fact that the Bible says you, as the husband, is the head of your wife. You can never be a correct head if you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You can never be. There is going to be throwing of missiles to each other. Every blessed day. Husband will be at that extreme corner. The wife will be at this extreme corner. Throwing missiles to each other. That's why the prophet said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. But when both of you are filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is dwelling in that home. We are not saying you can be so spiritual and the devil will not come to you. He will come, but he will always be defeated. Each time he comes, you design, this is Satan. You put him where he belongs. He has nobody to work with. Do you know Satan is helpless, but he has a vessel to make use of? May God have mercy upon us. The war between Russia and Ukraine, do you know how many souls have been wasted with their modern weapon? Why? Because the devil entered into one man called President Putin. He thinks he has power to just go and take another country, put it under him. That is why lives have been destroyed all this while. May God help us. I say, may God help us. If the message influence, Brother Abraham said, be careful what you do and say at all. He said, you may not think your children are watching you. He said, but they are watching you. He said, your neighbors are watching you. He said, the church you attend are watching you. If you do not have revelation of the message of the hour, you'll be preaching against this message in your family altar. I'm telling you, because that's what you believe. You'll be preaching against it. But the message remains the message. And it cannot change. Do you know the scripture says that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us? He wasn't made sinful. He was made sin for us, that so that you and me might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you know the saints are the very righteousness of God? May God help us. Me, I will not leave an iota of anything that God calls me. That is what I want to be. I don't want to come short of it. If God says that no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, and by the grace of God, I know I'm in Christ Jesus, I will never have any condemnation. Listen very closely. Don't fly with that. A bird doesn't fly with one wing. You check the life you live. But Abraham said, there are two places where human lives are influenced from. He said, from the pit of hell and from the up, the sixth dimension. Hello? He said, for Christians, their life is influenced from above. He said, for the sinners, their life is influenced from beneath. That is where your theophany is. That is why the prophet said, watch the life you live. He said, no matter how you say, my theophany is up. He said, if your life is contrary to the scriptures, what is influencing your life? It's from beneath. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, we thank you for this little portion of the message that we just passed across to ourselves. How that there is no condemnation to us, your sons and your daughters, that are in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No wonder in your word you said, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you are, if you are the one leading your children, you can never lead them into sin. You can never lead them into unrighteousness. You can never lead them into hatred. Because in you, there is no hatred. When your servant was preaching the message, the stature of a perfect man, he said, this is the man that goes in the rapture. He said, this is the tabernacle where God dwells. Help all of us, Lord. May we never take nothing for granted. May we be certain, O God, that we are your sons, are your daughters, by the life you live through us on a daily basis. Your servant Paul says, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Soon we will come again for the main service. May you further your blessings and your teachings unto us, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Well, whatever happens, the word of God remains the word of God. May his coming rejoice our souls.